Morning, boys. Do we have any prayer requests this morning? Anybody else?
Mexico. Brian and Erica.
All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning. We just thank you for the beautiful weather you've given us and all the rain, the moisture. Just ask that you continue to bless us. Just ask that you help us to do your will, whatever comes. We just pray with the prayer request mentioned this morning. Be with them. Help us to be faithful to you and bless your message this morning. Help us to have heart, to open our hearts to hear what you have to give this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so this morning I think we're in Psalms 45. 45 in the Septuagint, 46 in the other Bible. God is our refuge and power, a help in afflictions that severely befall us. Therefore, we will not fear when the earth is troubled, and when the mountains are removed into the hearts of the seas. Their waters roared and were troubled. The mountains were troubled by his might. The torrents of the river gladdened the city of God. The Most High sanctified his tabernacle. God is in her midst. She shall not be shaken. God shall help her early in the morning. The nations were troubled, kingdoms fell. He uttered his voice, the earth shook. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our protector. Come, behold the works of the Lord, and the wonders he wrought on the earth. When he makes war cease to the ends of the earth, he will break the bow and shatter the weapon, and he will burn up the shields in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our protector. Kind of seems like maybe they're talking a little towards the end of the chapter. They're talking about the end of the time. There in verse 3, it says, Therefore we will not fear when the earth is troubled and when the mountains are removed into the hearts of the seas. Does anybody else remember, or do you guys remember somebody else in the Bible talking about the mountains being cast into the sea? Jesus talked about, I didn't look for it, but somewhere he said that if you have faith and say unto the mountains, be I removed into the sea, and if you have faith, it'll be done. He just talked about that's if we have faith, that's something we could accomplish. That's about all I have for that. But you have to tell me what your verses were for this week, because I wasn't here last week.
We were supposed to get a verse that we liked and have it memorized.
Okay. Well, Roger, I guess we'll just start with you. And work on.
Sorry, I didn't work hard enough and get one this week. I need to do better.
Clayton, do you have one? Mm-hmm. All right, come on up here. Randall, can go ahead.
122. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Okay. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Proverbs 20:4. The sluggard will not plow for reason of the cold. For in harvest he will beg and have nothing.
Luke 6:30. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back.
James 1:5. But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Okay. Next week, just if you read your Bible every day or just whatever, if you just come up with just kind of like what we did this week, just if you have a verse that blessed you this week or you'd like another one, just share it again next week. You're dismissed. The older boys.
James 4:7. Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you.
I just thought that was a neat verse this week.
I thought about the verse in chapter 7 of Matthew. It says, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Just recently, I've just thought about that verse, you know, in a new way, maybe. Just if I'm being picky with my brother and always seeing the faults in him and wishing to do things a little different, you know, God's going to look at me the same way. I just want to be generous to other people.
Proverbs 6:7. Compare yourself with the ant and be zealous when you see his ways and become wiser than he. And it goes on to say that he, without any ruler, gets together food in the summer and just a good verse to not be lazy.
Psalm 36:39-40. Now the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, and he is their protector in time of affliction. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from sinners and save them because they hope in him.
Matthew 6:9. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our debts, our debtors. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom of heaven, and this is yours forever.
I have Matthew 6:19-20-21. Lay yourselves not up treasures in heaven where moth, treasures not up on earth where moth and rust dust destroy, and thieves break through and steal, but lay your treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth destroy, and thieves do not break through and steal. Where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
I was reading through the wisdom of Sarah this week. I had a couple verses kind of stick out to me. One of them was in chapter 28:12, where it says, if you blow on a spark, it will kindle a fire, but if you spit on it, it'll quench it, and yet both of them come out of your mouth. Just kind of give me something to think about.
I had Wisdom of Sirach 19:10. It was talking about gossip, and it says, if you hear a word, let it die with you. Take courage, it won't burst you. And a couple of boys had it a couple weeks ago in Sunday school. And that first time I'd ever heard it, and I really liked it a lot.
I had Philippians 2:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but let each esteem, but in lowliness of mind, but let each esteem other before himself. Just esteeming other people before yourself.
I think it's 1 Corinthians 4. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know nothing against myself. Yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. This verse always comes to my mind. I just think about, sometimes I get so wrapped up in myself, and like, how am I doing, or how, instead of just trusting God and going through trials when they come. So that verse really blessed me.
I like Titus 2:11 and 12, for the grace of God which bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. It just helps. I just like to think on that verse. Just kind of helps me. I don't have anything for the older person.